Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning, talking about relationships, kind of drag you down. And I know you've helped out Miriam over the years identify and deal with.
Over the years?
Miriam, yes.
For lack of a better term, those relationships that disrupt, you know, your peace and joy, and probably a name popped in, everyone listening right now in their head saying, yeah, that was like high school drama. We'll let you take it from there, doctor.
Yeah, Sean, you know, as I've helped you out over the years, right? The reason...
Yeah, how successful have you been? I'm still a bachelor. Come on, Galthorpe, hey? Let's roll up those sleeves.
Got to do some heavy-duty lifting here. Yeah. But the reason these relationships feel like high school is because they lack emotional maturity. So high drama means someone can't self-regulate their emotions, and the relationship, it doesn't feel stable. So what you put into the relationship isn't what you're getting out. So it's that reciprocity that's lacking. And that's when we end up feeling irritated and upset, because we ultimately don't like how we're being treated.
So, Julie, how do these high school drama relationships affect us?
Well, I thought, Miriam, the best way to help people understand this is to let them reflect on themselves. So picture this. You're on a vacation. You're sitting. You're enjoying the warm air, the pool. You're relaxed. And then your phone buzzes. So you glance down and boom, you see who it is and your mood is ruined. It's that person. You know, I don't know, Nancy from accounting, Sue from the book club, Mark from down the street. And you don't even have to tell your friend who you're with or your partner who they are, because they know all about them, because you spend so much time talking about that. It's like they're living in your head rent free. And they know, your friend and partner already know they bother you because it's been that consuming. So that's how it affects us.
Yeah, so it's like the person that just phoned you, as you referenced, immediately kind of takes over your space.
Yeah, like they move in. So so I've tried to help people understand that in terms of those are those disruptive personalities that are in our lives, because they disrupt our joy, our flow, that's our workflow, our healthy relationships. So even when you say are on vacation or having dinner with someone that you choose to be with, the disruptor, they intrude into our space. So the people close to you know who the disruptor is, because they've heard all about them. And there will be a point in that relationship, and maybe it's this morning as we're talking, where you're at that crossroads and you say, do I deal with this or do I let it slide again?
It's emotional immaturity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But from the other person's side, because most of us, if we are mature, we'll let it slide again because it's easier.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because there's several reasons why it feels easier in that moment. But you have to remember, if you're making the decision to allow someone to treat you this way because you don't want to deal with a potential ripple effect, you are ultimately taking the time and attention away from the people that you love or the people that you work with who do bring it each day, who you want to be around. And it's those people that deserve your time and energy. So it's important to ask yourself, what is it costing me by avoiding this? So what else in my life deserves the energy that I'm wasting on this disruptive person?